For Buddhas who have unmistaken minds, no mistaken appearance, and unmistaken minds, and see things exactly as they are, all beings are equally important. So we're wrong. Self-cherishing is making us view things wrongly, thinking I'm precious, I'm important, and neglecting others. It is a wrong awareness. It's observed object. The object, it's observing the inherently existent self or I does not exist. So we learn in the chapter on ultimate bodhicitta how to engage in the meditation whereby we realize the inherently existent self or I does not exist, and we meditate on the absence of this self or I. So Venerable Geshe-la has added the inherently existent self or I, the self or I we normally see, and the truly existent self or I are synonymous. So we're becoming very used to this beautiful expression coming from Wisdom Buddha's heart. The I we normally see, the self we normally see, our body we normally see, all phenomena we normally see do not exist, even though we normally see them. So the inherently existent self, I think that we need these different expressions. The inherently existent self or I, the self or I that we normally see, the truly existent self or I are synonymous. If we watch our mind when self-cherishing is manifesting strongly, so self-cherishing's manifesting, I think we can say almost all the time, when it's manifesting strongly, we get an even better chance to see it. It's like the enemy's appearing clearly, more clearly, such as when we're afraid, embarrassed, indignant, we will notice we have a very vivid sense of I. So when we're afraid, for example, Geshe-la uses the example of being on a rickety bridge, high up in the mountains, for example, and we're afraid. We're not thinking, my body is afraid, my mind is afraid, I'm afraid, get me out of here, I'm afraid. So that I is the I we normally see, independent of the body and mind, the mind perceiving it. Due to self-grasping ignorance, our I appears to us as a solid, real entity existing from its own side, independently of our body and mind. This independent I, so that's what we're looking for. This is the object that self-cherishing regards as most important and precious. This independent I is called the inherently existent I. It does not exist at all. The I that we grasp so strongly and cherish so dearly, this is horrendous, and devote our whole life to serving and protecting, is merely a fabrication of our ignorance. We're hallucinating, we're making such a big mistake. If we reflect deeply on this point, that the I we cherish so dearly and devote our whole life to serving and protecting is a fabrication created by ignorance. If we reflect deeply on this point, we will realize how ridiculous it is to cherish something that doesn't exist. So I think we have to say to ourselves, this is ridiculous. That's enough. Enough suffering, enough harboring the enemy. I'm going to identify the enemy. I'm going to expel it from my mind, cast it afar, and cherish only other living beings.